Welcome to the Healthcare Leadership Experience Radio Show with your host, Lisa Miller. Lisa is an entrepreneur, inventor, advisor, and founder of Vi Healthcare Consulting, the leading healthcare advisory and analytics firm, helping hospitals accelerate their margin improvement goals. Lisa loves to think differently and collaborates with leaders and their teams to solve challenges and to create new, innovative approaches that impact the clinical and business side of healthcare. Our show will bring you leaders and innovators within healthcare and across multiple industries. Be a part of the discussion that will give you a unique perspective, deep insights, and roadmaps to successfully help you navigate the clinical, financial, and operations of healthcare. Your show starts now.
Welcome to the Healthcare Leadership Experience Radio Show on Healthcare Now Radio. I am really excited today. We have a special guest with us, Siva Natarajan, and he is the co-founder and president of Jago Health. And he has some exciting new studies and treatments to share with hospital leaders and our listeners. So I want to give you a little bit of background on Siva and Jago. So we'll be speaking today about their breakthrough therapeutics for chronic pain, stroke, urinary incontinence, and why every hospital should be incorporating this kind of care for their patients. Jago was built on a clinically proven science of neuroplasticity and comprises an AI-driven mobile app and wearable sensors to provide virtual treatments for chronic pain, Parkinson's, tremors, stroke, and incontinence, and other various movement disorders. 9 out of 10 patients who receive Jago treatment show clinically significant improvement, reduce medications, and avoid surgery. It's very interesting because studies show that over 65% of patients with chronic pain, Parkinson's and post-acute stroke and pelvic disorders do not fully recover with current treatments. And this results in hospital readmissions and unnecessary ER visits. So today we're going to speak with Siva about the work he and his team is doing. And welcome, Siva.
Oh, thank you, Lisa. Thanks for the time. Thanks for the opportunity to provide what Jago is all about.
Yeah, that's great. I wanted to mention one more thing before I get a little background on you. And I was reading this morning a little bit more about some recent news on Jago. And I was interesting to see that I saw a quote and it said there are more than 46 million older adults aged 65 and older living in the U.S. And by 2050, that number is expected to grow to almost 90 million. So, you know, between 2020 and 2030 alone, this is the last of the baby boomers, right? And that number is projected to increase by almost 18 million. So we have this convergence of 51% of the aging population will suffer from urinary incontinence, will suffer stroke every 40 seconds, and 38% will suffer from chronic low back pain. And Jago treats all these conditions, and that's why I'm so excited to have you on the show and love to have our listeners learn a little bit more about you and Jago and how you started, and just give us some background. It'd be great.
Sure, Lisa. So a little bit about myself. So I've been in the healthcare industry for almost 22 years, working primarily in the pharmaceutical medical device industry. Jago is my second venture. My previous venture was an AI-based drug and vaccine safety software that we built back in 2010, which got acquired by one of the largest clinical research organizations called IQVIA. The software, interestingly, currently being used by major vaccine manufacturers to monitor COVID vaccine side effects, which I'm very happy that something that we built back then is currently being used. So I'm very proud and happy about my previous venture. Jago actually originated at NYU Rusk Rehab Center. There was a doctor named Dr. Joseph Brudney, was a neurologist and a physiatrist, and there was an engineer from Rockefeller University called Dr. Gordon Silverman. That's where this name comes from, Joseph and Gordon Jago. So Gordon Silverman was the original visionary behind the EasyPass system in the US. He was an engineer and also a cognitive neuroscientist. So both of them developed this machine back in the days at Rusk Rehab to basically treat stroke patients through this mechanism of neuroplasticity. So neuroplasticity and the science behind Jago is very, very old. It's not new science. It's called EMG biofeedback. But the science never took off because the machines that they had those days were big and they were clunky. And also the signal to noise ratios was so high. So it was very difficult to give this treatment to patients. So although patients from all over the world came to NYU Rusk Rehab, I mean, this was not democratized for every patient in every part of the US. That's when the team from Jago met with these researchers and we created this new way using an old science. We created this new modality where currently through AI, very specifically AI, because AI gives you a lot of tools to make sure this treatment is accurate enough for patients, and also the cloud computing and mobile, where this treatment can be given remotely through an app. So now Jago essentially is a sensor. It's a small wearable sensor that you wear on your body. And it has an app, which is driven by machine learning and AI, where you can give this treatment remotely to patients to recover from stroke, recover from incontinence, recover from chronic low back pain, and we are doing some work in Parkinson's as well. So if you look at Jago, think about you have a tablet PC at home, you have a small sensor that you wear on your body, and someone remotely can give you treatments so you don't have to travel to a hospital or someplace to get this fantastic treatment that existed for very long, but nobody was able to use it because of the complexity of the whole system. So hope I answered your question, Lisa.
No, you did answer my question. Thank you. It's complex, but you broke it down into a way that you can visually understand the technology and how it could be used at home. So I wanted to start to talk a little bit about the ways that hospitals are using and can further use in a deeper way the Jago treatments, particularly if we can start with chronic low back pain and then move towards joint replacements and talk a little bit about CJR and other ways that you can help hospitals with some of their challenges. And so if we can speak a little bit about chronic low back pain and how hospitals can use an alternative therapy in a more successful way for their patients.
Sure. So the science has been studied for chronic low back pain for a very, very long time, right? Recently, last year, just when the COVID hit, we partnered with Brigham and Women's Hospital in Massachusetts to conduct our first clinical trial on chronic low back pain. So think about patients getting this unit shipped home, and we work with the patients. It's an 8-week program to work on 3 muscle groups, especially the low back muscle, trapezius muscle, and the latissimus muscles in the back. And Jago, what it does is reduces the muscle tension. So anybody who hasn't recovered from physical therapy, who had low back pain, would benefit from Jago. So think about, you initially have acute pain, then you go to physical therapy, then you get a little better, but you still have pain, chronic low back pain. That's where Jago comes in, before anyone goes on opioids or even surgery or anything that is more complex. So the study was done at Brigham and Women's with Harvard researchers, and the results were fantastic. This was all done during COVID again. We had a disability index statistical significance, which is like 0.001 compared to the control group. That means anybody who is not able to go to work because of their low back pain, they're able to go to work. Anybody who is not able to play sports, they were able to play sports. So these are very good numbers. And more interestingly, although we didn't do a head-to-head with opioids, the reduction in pain is comparable, even better than opioids when you compare it to published studies. So that's where the science and how the clinical data works. Also, we have FDA clearance. That's a very important point I want to make. We got through the 510K exemption through FDA. So this is also going to be important for hospitals. Let's come to how hospitals could use it. So hospitals right now, when it comes to chronic low back pain, initially people go through physical therapy, then they come to hospitals. They're left with very little options. Mostly they are asked to sometimes given opioids. In many cases in rural hospitals, it is the only treatment they've been given. Or they are put on neuromodulators and all kinds of other complex plus procedures. When you add Jago, there are 2 things happening. You're giving a non-invasive treatment to these patients, which is clinically shown superior. The second thing is the hospital also have a new revenue stream. That's an important thing. because by prescribing, you know, medicine, hospitals not only making the patients get side effects through the medicine, but also there is no revenue stream for the hospitals, whereas this adds a new revenue stream for the hospitals of chronic low back pain. So it's good. It's a win-win situation. It's good for the patients, good for the hospital. And it's when it works, that's the most important piece. That clinically, this data has shown that this works very well. And historically, the science has shown this is very well. Unfortunately, the science never took off due to the factors I told you about in the first question that you asked me. So that's on the chronic low back pain, Lisa. Do you want me to go to the other ones?
Yes, I just wanted to recapture a couple of things and then we can talk about total joints. I do feel that, you know, it's a unique way for hospitals to have a win-win-win. And I think there's very few of those opportunities where they are really giving patients the support for wellness, for recovery. And they can do that at home in a virtual environment in a way that's proven with science. And then the hospitals have a way to have a new revenue stream, which they need to do. And you know, they're getting the outcomes and they're not getting the, you know, the readmissions and the penalties. So I think it's probably one of the best stories that hospitals could be hearing now. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Healthcare Leadership Experience radio show on Healthcare Now Radio, and I'm Lisa Miller, your host. Today, I'm joined with Siva Nagarajah, co-founder and president of Jago Health, and we are talking about his therapies and their patented technology in the treatment of chronic low back pain, stroke, urinary incontinence, and other conditions. And this show is sponsored by ViHealthcare, the leading healthcare advisory and analytics firm. We've collaborated with healthcare leaders and their teams to accelerate their strategic initiatives and improve their financial performance since 1999. And you can learn more about ViHealthcare at viehealthcare.com. So I want to resume the conversation with Siva and really kind of dive in a little deeper on total joints and total joint replacement opportunity where you're able to support hospitals. And I believe there's a couple of ways. First of all, in kind of the getting the patients ready for surgery, right? You can help them pre-surgery, get them ready prehab for the surgery for their total joint replacements. And then of course we can talk about rehab and the CJR and that bundle payment where hospitals really need to look to be more innovative. So can you talk a little bit about how you're helping hospitals on the total joint replacement side and on the recovery for patients?
Sure, Lisa. So, you know, the whole total replacement now has gone to bundled payments, and enough evidence shows that rehab is the most complex piece in this whole process, prehab and post-op rehab. So think about somebody who's going to go through a knee surgery or knee replacement. We ship a Jago kit home, and we have protocols developed to prepare them for the rehab. So, you know, if you ask them to go physical therapy, some of them do not complete, 65% of them do not complete before they start the surgery. Whereas here we can make sure the compliance of it, so they're ready for the surgery where we are giving regular rehab, plus we're adding this Jago biofeedback into the process to prepare them, right? That's number one. Then post-surgery, there is studies, enough evidence that shows when you add the science behind Jago, the recovery is better, right? It's not only that, you're also doing it at home remotely, so the patients do not miss their appointments due to travel and other work issues. So you're actually solving two problems. One, again, I'm going back clinically, this is better when you add to this regular rehab. It is also something that they could do it at home. So overall, this makes the recovery better and reduces readmission, post-surgical readmission, which is really good for the hospitals, or for their population health and bundled payment. So that's how Jago works. We work very closely with rehab departments. So, you know, it's not something that we replace them. It's a complement to the current rehab. Jago also gives them a support team. So when somebody implements Jago at a hospital, they get the technical support. They also get coaches from Jago so that the hospital doesn't have to spend a lot of time with the patients remotely. We do the work to make sure we nudge them to do the home program very well, which is one of the major issues. You know, there's a whole science behind nudging to make sure they do their home exercise programs very well. So that comes with the whole package that we provide to hospitals. so that they could just do the rehab part. We take care of the rest of the things to make sure that the patients recover better. So it works very well for total joint replacement. Yeah.
And one of the things that I'm aware of that you provide is you really take this out of the hands of the hospital. I mean, you work so brilliantly and with a high level of patient care and touch, making it so seamless for patients. I've had the opportunity to work with you and read reviews. And I think the thing that jumps out at me at the most are these patients that just, you have so many testimonials and your customer service and your ability to work with patients of any age to get them set up. You have got a really great process. Can you just speak to that for a moment? Because I think that's really important, because I do feel that home care and virtual care is where we have to move because of our shortages, because of the growing boomer population. We just have a convergence of so many, you know, obstacles and challenges. You not only provide a great treatment modality, but you've also done something pretty unique to make patient experience a top priority.
Yes, absolutely, Lisa. So, you know, telemedicine, although it sounds cool and nice, there are a lot of challenges, right? So we need to make sure that, so we learned, you know, over a period of, I mean, this is going back to the 80s and 90s from Dr. Brodney, patients need real close hand holding, right? Not every patient would have everything that you're looking for to provide this care. So what we do, so we do a couple of things. We have a 24/7 customer support team that not only has tech support, but also clinical support. Right? We have physical therapists who actually can help these patients if they are struggling putting the electrodes on. We also then provide regular tech support. But on top of it, we also have like a Uber type of system to send someone home. Think of like ADT, right? You call the tech support, you can figure it out. They send somebody home, right? Your cable company. So we actually have what we call health coaches. We partner with some companies and they are from the local community. That's the most important piece. They are somebody, they look like them and they speak like them. They're from the local community. They go home and help these patients when necessary, when they have issues with technical issues, you know, all kinds of issues people will come across, right? So we have that hybrid model to help patients when needed, even at home. And we take it one step further, especially with the Medicaid population. Some of them don't have bandwidth. They may not have the money to pay for broadband, right? So we send someone over during a session with the bandwidth, with 5G connections. And they actually provide the bandwidth during that period for them to get this rehab during a telemedicine session. Remember, Jago, you don't need bandwidth when you're using it at home. You are using it at home. You're not connected to somebody remotely. But when you want to talk to a therapist at a hospital, then you do need bandwidth because you're connecting through video conference. For that, we provide that. So that's an extra step we took. We found that was a need in the market. So that is something we take care of the patients. They don't feel like, you know, they have to figure out this technology, which is easy to do, but you know, you'll find out some patients don't even have smartphones, right? So we need to cater to that population as well. So yes, so that's something we take pride of. Very important that we need to be very practical about this whole thing when we provide rehab through telemedicine. Yes.
That's what struck me as you and I have spoken over these last few months is that you have, like you said, a technology that's been proven already for many years. You've made it accessible and better, and now it's been proven through the FDA and the Brigham study and other studies. And in addition, you've also listened to patients or actually have observed the needs. And I think that's sometimes the missing element with telehealth is we make a lot of assumptions that it's just going to be automatically easier because it's home and patients are going to use it. And I think that's a false assumption. And you've really gone that extra mile to take the calls, have the coaches go out to homes. And to me, you're telling hospitals, you know, we're really your partner. We're going to partner for everyone's success. I think that's a different way of doing business, Eva. And I think that model, I think you're way ahead of all telehealth and adding that component.
So, thank you. It's important. The last thing a hospital wants, another tech call coming in trying to figure they have enough on their plate. Yeah.
So, you know, we're going to be wrapping up soon, and I really am disappointed we don't get to talk more, have our listeners hear more from you. But before we do wrap up, I know you have quite a bit of information on your website as a Brigham study. I know there's a video you and I just talked about. You know, there's ways that hospital leaders can learn more from your site. It's jogohealth.com, jogohealth.com. I will include in the show notes how people can reach out to you for questions or to learn more how they can bring Jago to their hospital to support, you know, their patients and the rehab, and particularly, you know, supporting CJR or, you know, other neuromuscular conditions. So we'll make sure the listeners can reach out to you, Siva. Is there anything that you would want to kind of summarize? I mean, I do feel we've covered a lot, but I do love the fact that you're offering hospitals a way to enhance their patient care, really making sure that their recovery, either they're moving them closer to a better outcome, better recovery after surgeries, and giving them a revenue stream. And I think that's really important. Hospitals are looking for ways to enhance their margin. And I'm sure you'll be getting some calls from hospitals about that too. Is there anything else you'd like to mention as we wrap up?
Sure, Shirley. There's a couple of items and a very common questions we get from hospitals. Do you have CPT codes, right? Yes, we have CPT codes that hospitals could bill. That's important when you're going to do fee for service, but also in your bundle payments, you know how that works. And also the cost of Jago, they always ask. We think of a software as a service company. They only pay for the usage. There's no huge capital expenditure or anything like that. So we made it, it's like signing up for Gmail or some service. So the provider, even the financial business model, we have made it so easy for hospitals to adapt it. So they don't have to write a large check or anything like that. So it's only when they use it, they pay, and there are CPT codes. And we are partner at a risk basis, right? So we take a risk-based partnership with hospitals. So that's an important point I want to make. And again, just wanted to highlight, we didn't get into the other conditions we treat, stroke rehab and incontinence and pelvic floor conditions that we have for another day, I guess. But overall, I think I'm very happy. I mean, we have treated almost 5,000 patients now across the world, actually, people getting treatment from different countries. That's interesting how this telemedicine can transform. But that's also helped us learn what real challenges some patients have when utilizing telemedicine, you know, going back to the bandwidth I talked about and having local support. So, yeah, I mean, thank you, Lisa. There's nothing else I would like to add, but, you know, this is great.
And Steve, I would like to have you back to talk about the other conditions, because I think stroke and incontinence and the other areas warrant its own time. So I would love to have you back.
Thank you. Anytime, Lisa. Thank you so much.
You're listening to the Healthcare Leadership Experience radio show. We've had a great show today with Siva from Jago Health. And it's, please, it's a reminder to email me and give me ideas or topics you'd like for us to cover on our radio show. And we'd love to get your feedback. We look forward to you listening to future episodes. And we've had some great past episodes on predictions for 2022. And Drew, as a finance leader at Vermont Health, that you can listen to. Happy New Year, and thank you for listening to the show.
Thank you for joining Lisa Miller for this episode of the Healthcare Leadership Experience radio show, sponsored by Vi Healthcare Consulting. If you enjoyed the show, subscribe so you can automatically get notified when new shows premiere weekly. Don't forget to leave us a review so more healthcare leaders like you can discover us. This show is on Healthcare Now Radio, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, and other major podcast platforms. To reach out to Lisa personally, you can join the conversation on LinkedIn, where Lisa continues to have discussions on the business of healthcare. You can find links to Lisa's other social platforms in the show notes or at vihealthcare.com. The Healthcare Leadership Experience radio show is the Think Differently communication for healthcare leaders, and we are honored to have you tune in. Join us next week for another episode of the Healthcare Leadership Experience radio show.
Hi, this is Leah. You are listening to my mom's podcast, The Healthcare Leadership Experience.
Hi, this is Fernando. If you would like to speak with my mom, just email her.